So life is going along okay, I guess, with its ups and downs, but something doesn't quite feel right. You're not completely happy with the way things are going, and that has a way of grinding away at you. The burdens become heavier the longer you carry them. The spark you once had deep inside seems to have disappeared. And when you're in the middle of all that, your perception of who God is, how he acts, is incredibly important, because it'll shape your expectation of his involvement in your life at that moment. Is God someone who's going to graciously step in to comfort you? Or is he distant, uninvolved? What are you expecting of God? Sadly, too many people don't have a right expectation, a good expectation, because instead of spending some precious time in God's Word every day, they're too busy, it would seem. What we need in those difficult times is a way back into the comforting arms of God. Would you agree? So what is that way back? How do we experience the comfort of God? I don't know quite where you're at in life at the moment, but we all need God's comfort, God's presence from time to time. So let's take a look at what God has to say about the way back. Psalm 119, verses 49 to 52. Remember your word to your servant, in which you have made me hope. This is my comfort in my affliction, that your promise gives me life. The insolent utterly deride me, but I do not turn away from your law. When I think of your rules from old, I take comfort, O Lord. Now, all that seems a bit strange. I take comfort when I think of your rules from old. Really? Do you? Rules? What's the psalmist actually saying to God? And more importantly, what's God saying to you and me here today? Well, back then, they didn't have the whole Bible. They only had the first five books, the books of the law, as they were known, the rules, if you will, Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy. Although they're much more than just rules. They're the story of what God's done in creation, in leading his people out of slavery, and taking them to the promised land. They're the story of God's love and his faithfulness to those whom he loves. This is my comfort in my affliction, that your promise gives me life, writes the psalmist. Where does he get his comfort from? From meditating on God's word, from reading God's promises, from remembering the mighty things that God's already done, from seeing who God is through what he says, and more importantly, what he does for his people when they're afflicted. You see, that's the way back to God's comfort. That's God's word, fresh for you today.